Ready to go.
Okay, we saw the Mishnah yesterday. We're just going to go through now each thing in the Mishnah. Okay, the first thing in the Mishnah was that Tinoikas Bas Yamechur is Metama Benido, and Bas Yudyom is Metama Zi. We had this already on Daf Lamed Beis. Menani Mili, the Torah upon an Isha. Ainly elo isha, maybe only if she's a gedoyla. Bas yemechod lenido minayin tamalama v'isha. The extra vav is marbe any age for nidus. Bas yud yomim lezivo minon emili tanrabonin. That's the v'isha by nido. Isha tanrabon isha ainly elo isha bas yod yomim lezivo minayin tamal v'isha. Again, there's an extra vav. If you remember on daf lamed beis, them says the gemara, yes, you don't really need both psukim. Once you know Ziva, you know automatically Nida, because you can't be a Zov without being a Nida. The Gemara really used the Pasuk for something else there. But, okay, the Gemara is going to keep Pshuto here. Okay. Tinik ben Yemechod. Tinik ben Yemechod is Matami b'Ziva. Again, we had it on Daf Lamed Beis. Menani Mili. The Torah Rabbon an Ish. Ish. Matam Alam Ish Ish. It says Ish Ish there. Le Rabos ben Yemechod she Matami b'Ziva. Divi Reb Yehuda. Reb Yishua ben Oshel b'Yechon ben Broika Omer. Ain't no tzorach, you don't need ish ish. Harehu omer, at the end of the parsha, v'azov ezoivoy, la zocho v'la nekeva. La zocho kol shuhu, whatever zocho he is, ben godl, ben cotton. La nekeva, kol shuhi, whatever, ben gdoyle, ben ketana. Im kein, ma tamad loma ish ish. So what does he do with the extra word ish ish that we're using? Le rabbis, ben a cotton, the rhetorical oshim b'nei yodom. That we find sometimes that they're not upset with a double lashon. They're rhetorical lashon b'nei yodom. Okay, umetame bin a goyim, umetame bin a goyim. Even a baby, a tinnik ben yamechon, is umetame bin a goyim. Tais explains also why would I think not? He says because by negoyim it says ish or isha. So again, I would think maybe you need a godel. Hasataka, how do I know even a cotton? Dirsiv odom ki yeb or psoro odom kol shuhu. The word Odom, take a look at the Rashi, the last white line, the Odom, Mashma Kolshu Min Odom, any Odom, Afilu Koton, Kidirsiv in Parashas Pinchas, Amatas, actually, Veneshesh Odom Min Hanoshim, Ubiktanis Mishtoikro, that's talking by the Neshem Midian over there, Tomaktanis, and the Torah calls it Nefesh Odom. So you see, Odom refers to any person without an H Cheshm. Umetami betomim mes. Again, Taisus says, because the Pasuk says, we just learned it last week, v'ish asher yitmos. So I would have thought you need an ish, a godel. So how do I know even a cotton? Dirsiv val hanefoshois asher hoyu shom. Whoever's in the oil becomes tomim, nefesh koldu. Again, the Gemara is understanding that nefesh, again, not that before we said Adam, now we're saying nefesh can mean Rashi says nefesh is kol sheyesh bo nefesh, so there's no age limit. Okay, v'zoikek liyibum, a baby of one day is zoikek liyibum, meaning if Reuven dies and he has a brother Shimon, so if there's no brothers, if Reuven dies and there's no brothers, he has no children, his wife can get remarried. If he has a brother, she can't get remarried because she's kuka liyobam. She needs chlitza from him. So the Mishnah says if he's a day old, in other words, Reuven died and he left, and there was left a brother who was born a day before. That's enough. But if it's an ubar, it won't. Right? And if when Reuven died, right, there were no brothers, but Reuven's mother was muberes, so there was an ubar left. Then Reuven's wife can remarry. You need a tinik ben yoymechot. How do you know that? Dirsiv ki yeshvu achim yachdov. It's the pasuk of Yibum. Yeshvu achim yachdov. They live together. Achim shehoilam yeshiva achas bo'oilom. They were together. But let's say the baby is born. Meaning this Reuven dies, then his brother is born a minute after he dies. There's no Yibum. She can go. Because when he died, he wasn't here yet. It was never yeshvu achim yachdov. They never were together in this world. Mele, there's no Yibum on that. She can go free. Now, poitim in a Yibum, that's the other way around. In other words, if Reuven dies, he has no brothers, right? But he has a child. Then Vaita, there's no Yibum, his wife can go. So who's poitim in ayim zog the Mishnah? A baby of 1 day. Even if there's a baby of 1 day. In other words, even if he was born after the father died, it doesn't make a difference. If he was alive for 1 minute and then he died, then she goes free because it's considered there was a child. Even though the baby died right away, it doesn't matter, but it has to be a baby. If it's a muberes, that's a different story. That's also in Yevomis. She is stuck. She has to wait till the pregnancy is over. There is a child. What's the difference? It's a 1 minute old baby. It doesn't matter. But less than that, not. There does have to be some sort of a child there. Okay. Umaychu betruma. Now, maychu betruma means you had a bas Yisrael married to a kohen, right? A bas Yisrael who's married to a kohen eats truma because of her husband. Okay. Now, if he dies, what's the din? If there are children, if there's a children from that kohen, she eats because of the children. She can continue eating because of the children. So again, the Mishnah says, you need a tinek ben yemecha, meaning if he left over a baby, even a little baby, she can eat. But a muberes vaitanat, that's not enough. And it's if she's, when the husband, the kohen, dies, she's muberes, there are no children, then she can't eat truma because of that uber. His children can eat. Not yoichlu, they can eat, but they can feed. Meaning, even a child, a 1 day old baby, but not an uber, can make the mother eat. So in other words, she was married to a kohen, the kohen died, and the baby was born. If the baby is born, once the baby is born, he's a kohen, that's for him, so she can eat truma. Now, poislam not truma, this is already more complicated. Kipshuto, we're learning this to mean, he said he wasn't going to change this. The Gemara understood like this. Now we're talking about the reverse case. You have a bas kohen who's married to a Yisrael. Okay? Kolzman, she's married to the Yisrael, she can't eat truma. But if the husband dies, she shavu el beisoviyo kinureo. That's what the pasuk says. Then she goes back. She goes back to the father's house. When? If she doesn't have children from the Yisroel, right? If she has children from the Yisroel, then she can't go back to eating truma by her father. Just see the pasuk. 1 second. Yeah. Oh yeah. Ubas koyin. No. So yeah. Kisi almonu grusha. Vizera Ainlo, right? She was a bas kohen, she married a Yisrael. Now she loses her husband. Either he dies or he gives her a get, it doesn't matter. Vizera Ainlo, she has no children. Vishova el base oviho, kinureo. She goes back like when she was a girl. Milechem oviho toichil. So, it's simple. If she has children from that Yisrael, she's finished. If she doesn't have children, she goes back. So the Mishnah says, poisel minatruma. So, kipshuta, that means, if she, this bas kohen, when the husband dies, is a 1 day old baby, she's possible, she can't go back. But if she's a muberes, she can go back. That's the chura what the Mishnah says. Now we'll see that that's not true. But first, let's figure out the psukim. Let's see. Upoisel min atruma, a 1 day old baby. How do you know that? Because it says, v'zera ein lo. If she has no zera, then she goes back to the father. Omar Rachmon, v'hoyislo. She has, what's the difference? A 1 day old baby. It's not zera ein lo. Even if it's a 1 day old baby, it's not called zera ein lo. She has children. Oh, frag the Gemara. My ear, Yezera. What do you have to tell me? A 1 day old baby. Afilu uber nami. Even if she's left muberes, when her husband, the Yisrael, dies, she's muberes, she can't go back to the father. Forget about a 1 day old baby. Even if she's muberes, she can't go back. How do you know that? Dichsiv kin ureo. It says, v'shovel beisovia kin ureo. She goes back to her father like when she was a girl. Prat lemuberes. Now she's muberes. She's not kinureo anymore. Okay, now forget the Mishnah for a second. In the Psukim we have a problem over here. The Pasuk kinureo tells me that if she's pregnant from the Yisrael, she can't go back to the father. The Pasuk Zera Einlo tells me if she has a child, she can't go back. What do you need both for? What do you need two psukim for? If she's pregnant, she can't go back. If she has a child, she can't go back. Says the Gemara, not so simple. Utsrichi, I need both psuk. Why? The ikos of Rachmona Zera Einlo. If it would have just said Zera Einlo, then I would have said if she has a child, she can't go back. Why? Mishum de meikorachad gufa. Yeah, she left her father, she was one, now she's two, she had a child, she can't go back. Yeah, that's Parshat. If it just told me Zera ain't law, I would say, if she has a child, she can't go back to the father. Because that's not Shovel Beisovia, she's different, she's going back with a child. But pregnant, she's the same chad gufo. Who said that'll affect it? So the pasuk tells me kinu reo, even if she's muberes. Now the other way is lechur. The other way is the problem. If I know, even if she's muberes, she can't eat. What do I need the pasuk zera ain't lo? It's like, well, no. Kosa rachmona kinu reo, even pregnant. Now the e kosa rachmona kinu reo to tell me a muberes can't eat. I would say interesting svara. You know why? Because a muberes is not the way she was when she left her father's house. Mishun de meikoru gufa srika. When she was by her father, she had an empty guf, which she wasn't expecting. Vahashta gufa mali, she's different. Aval hoch, if she has a child, the meikoru gufa srika, vahashta gufa srika. When she has a child, I would say that's a different story. She's the same as she was before. In the intervening time, she had a child, but she's going back to her father's house, the same shape she was. So I would think she could eat. Aim or teichel, I would think she could eat, because I need both psukim. So I think I need two psukim. One pasuk to tell me that if she's mu'uberes, she can't eat. Because how would I know that? She's only one goof. On the other hand, if I knew that, I wouldn't know if she had a child, because I would say she's also the same as she was, because she's a goof of shrika. She's now a goof of shrika. So now I have two psukim. So one pasuk tells me she has a child, she can't eat. And one pasuk tells me she's muberes, she can't eat. Good. Zogdigma, that's very nice. You worked out the psukim. What does the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah says, Tinuk ben yem echot poisel menat truma. We're now coming out that muberes poisel menat truma. In the Mishnah shver. Zogdigimor is a good. Kroi itarot. The psukim you answered for me. I know why I need to psukim. Elamas nisen. My ear, you ben yamech. What's up? The Mishnah says, "Tinek ben yamech, poisel menat truma." Afilu uber nami. Says the Gemara, we got to change the whole pshat in the Mishnah. Forget about it. This din poisel menat truma, meaning when she goes back to her father, has nothing to do with tinek ben yamech. That's even muberes. The Mishnah is talking about something else. She took a complicated case. Let's say again. Let's take it again. We're talking about. A koyin. We're talking about the other way around. A koyin. Not a bas koyin. So we're talking about a koyin. And we're not talking about his wife, b'chalal. That's what we're talking about over here. A koyin dies, right? Now, a koyin dies, when he dies, with his avodim. His avodim k'nayim also eat truma. Ish ginesh kinyin kaspo. Ginesh kinyin kaspo also eat. Fine. So when the koyin dies, what happens to those avodim? They now belong to his sons. It's also good. His sons are kohenim. No problem. Okay. So we have an interesting case over here. Omer Pshenishus, Hocha b'mayaskin, b'koyin sheyesh lo shtei nosha. He has two wives. Right away got him in trouble. Achas grusha. That was a serious mistake. He married a grusha. Now he's not allowed to do that. Not only is he not allowed to do that, but his son, who's born from that, is a cholol. A koyin marries a grusha, the son is a cholol. A cholol can't eat truma. His avodim certainly can't eat truma. Okay, that's a problem. V'achash ain't a grusha. So again, he's got two wives. One is beseda gomu, and one is a grusha. Fine. Yeish lo bonim misha ain't a grusha. He has children from the ain't a grusha. Therefore, 100% koyin. Yeish lo ben yoim echod min a grusha. And he has a baby, a newborn baby, from the grusha. So let's go slow here. Let's say the grusha didn't have children. He has children only from the good wife, so there's no problem. When he dies, who yashins him? His kosher children. So those avodim now belong to whom? To good kohenim. So they continue eating after the kohen dies. Okay? But if he has a child from the grusha too, who do the avodim now belong to? They belong to everybody. Until they make a chlukah, you got problems here. Because in Brera, whatever it is, we don't know who belongs. Again, anything that belongs to the good kids is good. But anything that any eved that belongs to this ben agrusha can't eat truma, because the ben agrusha can't eat truma. Now we don't know who belongs to who, so nobody can eat. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. Tinik ben yoimechod poisim natchum. We're not talking about the wife. We're talking about a koyin who had two wives, and we're talking about the avodim. If there's a baby even 1 minute old from that grusha, the avodim cannot eat truma anymore. But if she's only muberes, then it's okay. Because ubar ain't lo schiyah. The kozman is an ubar, he can't be zoichinai, even Yerusha. That's how Rashi learns. It's not the only pshat here. It's not even the simplest pshat, but that's how we'll do it. So Mela, that's what the mission is telling me. Tinik ben yecha poislam na truma, meaning in this situation, a one-day-old baby will passel. Because once the kid is born, he has a chelik in the Yerusha. That means part of these avodim belong to the ben agrusha, who's a cholo. So they can't eat, whatever belongs to that son can't, and whoever belongs to that son can't eat truma. So poisel, if he wasn't born yet, since uba ein lo schia, he doesn't play a role. He's out. All that avodim belong completely to the good kids, kayanim, they can continue eating. That's the case. Amar Reb Sheish, Amar Maya Skinen, Bekoyin Sheyesh Lo Shtei Noshim, Achas Grusha, that's Be'isur, V'achas Sheyna Grusha, V'yesh Lo Bonim, Misheyna Grusha, V'yesh Lo Ben Yoim Echod Min HaGrusha, De Poisel, Be'avdei Oviv, Milechol Petrumo, because they are partially owned by a Cholo. Was it a Chiddush though? Lafuki Reb Yoisi. Reb Yoisi in Yevomis holds that the Uber is Zoicha, and he messes it up. Even when she's muberes, lafuki medabiyasi, doma uber nami poisel, komashmal and amish, and not like Rabbi Yosi, ben yoimechod ein, uber lo. The uber you can ignore completely. Okay. Next. The Mishnah said, it's on the top line, it is on, noichel umanchil. Now that's again, it's a strange thing. What does the Mishnah mean exactly? What does it mean? Noichel, a one-day-old baby, yarshins, and Noichel means he Yerusha, and then if he dies, he gives it over. So what does that mean? So, Kaposhet, it means you had a one-day-old baby, the father died, so he yarshins the father, he's not an Uber anyway, he yarshins the father, then he dies a second later, he gives it over to who? Now, who does he give it over to? He gives it over to his brothers, for Shteitzach. What happens in Yerusha? First thing goes to your son, then your father, then your brothers. What happened here was, Kipshuto, the father died, then the baby died a minute later. So the Mishnah is telling me a very nice thing, that this baby takes the Yerusha from his father, he dies, he gives it to his brothers. Now, the Gemara says, it's totally irrelevant. I mean, so what are you telling me? A one-day-old baby can Yarshin? And if he couldn't Yarshin, what would happen? Would the money go to the brothers? It's completely irrelevant over here. A man dies and he has three sons. Where does the money go? To his three sons. He has four sons, one of whom dies a second later. It's exactly the same thing. I mean, again, we're talking about a son who hasn't had sons. A son who has sons, if he's alive for a second, after his father dies, gets it and gives it to his children. But here you're talking about a one-day-old baby, which means he has no children, which means as soon as he dies, it goes to his brothers. So whether he yashins or he doesn't yashin is totally irrelevant. I mean, a man dies with three children, the money will go to his three children. A man dies with four children, one of whom is a one-day-old baby who dies immediately, then the money goes to the brothers, whether or not that child yashins. It makes absolutely no difference. So what Bichlal is the Mishnah telling me here? Noichel uman, noichel miman miover. I mean, he yashins his father. Uman chelaman, he gives it to whom? Le'echov miover. From his brothers from the father, because Yerusha only goes with Mishpacha So'ab. Shrek the Gemara, Iboi me'abu elirsei, v'iboi minei elirsei. What's the difference if the brothers yashim and the yashim and the father? What are you telling me that the kid yashims? What difference does it make? Amrep Sheishis, no. We don't mean that. We mean noichel benichsei ho'eim, lahanchel le'echov mina'av. Like this. The mother has money also over here. Now, when a woman dies, right, what happens over here? Her son yarshins her, correct? If she doesn't have a son, she's married, she's got her son, then there's children from the father here too. The father's out of the picture. A woman dies. What happens? Let's say she has no children. In other words, the boys are all from the husband, not from her. What happens to her money? It goes to her brothers. Because it can't go across. She has nothing to do with these sons. There's no way to pull it across over there. her money will go to her mishpacha. Back to if her father's alive, if not, it goes to her brothers. Now, if she has a son, what happens then? If she has a son from this man, this man, she married this guy, he had three sons, right? Now she had a son with him. Okay, the husband's out, he's gone. Now she dies. What happens over there? Her son, Yashin, sir. What happens when he dies? It goes to his brothers from the father. That's the way of bringing Nachla from one family to the other. Through that son, you can take the Nachla out from this family and bring it to that family. Because if she had no sons, her money stays with her family, her brothers. Once she has a son, it goes to her son. The son dies, then it's already, you go to the father's, his father's family. Who yarshens him? His brothers. So that's what the Mishnah is telling me. The Mishnah is telling me like this. If he's one day old and he dies, that's enough to take the money from the mother and bring it across. Why? Because when she had the baby, she died, then the baby died a minute later. That's enough to transfer the money from family to family. Because the fact that he was alive for a second, after she died, he now yarshens her. When he dies a second later, the money goes to his brothers. That's what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. If he wouldn't be there, forget it. They could never get the mother's money. We'd go back to her brothers. But since he was alive for a second, it's one second, says the Mishnah, but that's only if he's alive. Why? V'davka ben yoy mechot, aval uber lo. If he was an uber, he can't transfer the money across. Why not? It's more an interesting thing. Because we assume, the assumption is he died first. The baby died first. Again, if the mother would die before the uber, it'll work that way too. It'll go through the uber. We're now going even if, because Reb Sheshel Yeschil Uber, Uber can be Zoich. So if the Uber was alive, not even born, for a second after the mother died, he would Yashin as an Uber, then he dies and goes to his brothers. But the assumption is the Uber dies in a natural death. The Gemara explains in Erchin, in a natural death, we assume the Uber dies first. When the mother is killed, it could be that the mother dies first. But in a natural death, one says that if she died from disease or something like that, we assume since the baby is only, the Uber is only an Uber, the Malachim Avos got to him first. Okay, the assumption is the baby died first. Now, we're still not finished. Because there's a thing called Yerusha Bekever, we call Mishmash Nachlo. In other words, let's say a person can be Yerush even when he's dead. In other words, let's say you'd have, it's in a regular case, yeah, a man has two sons, right? So his nachla goes half to this, I forget the part for a while, half to this son. Okay. Now, these sons die, it splits among their children. So let's say this guy has 10 kids, this guy's one kid, this guy's going to wind up with half of his grandfather's stuff, he's going to wind up with a tenth of a half. Okay. What? Yeah. Okay, now, let's say Reuven is here, he dies, he had two sons. One of his sons predeceased him, but left children. The din is that the Nachla splits, it goes after this one, and half to the dead son, Bekever, and then on to his children. It's called Yerusha Bekever, or Mishmush, they call it. You look at him, it goes to him in the Kever, whatever the Gemara Babas is looking for all of that. So then we're back stuck over here. You're telling me what, that the Uber died before the mother, so he can't get it to give it to his brothers. But he should get it with Bekever, even if he's dead. Just like over there, even if the Uber's dead when his mother dies, let him take it Bekever, and then it goes across to his brothers. That says the Gemara in Baba Basra, towards the very end we have a pasuk, that this trick of a child dying and pulling the Nachla from this family to that family can't work Bekever. I think there's a pasuk over there for that. So Mele can't work here. My timer, Aval Uber Loi. My timer, the Humai is Beresha. The Uber dies first. Since the Uber dies first, he can't Yarshin the mother. I let him Yarshin Bekever. The Ein HaBen Yorishes Imo Bekever Lahanche Le'echov Mino Av. We'll take it on faith till we get to Baba Basra again. So it's the very end of Baba Basra. There's a pasuk on that. Frank, the Gemara, good, your whole thing is based on the fact that the Uber dies before the mother. It's like, that's not true. There was a Maisa with an Uber b'mei Ibo, and the mother died, and after the mother died, upirches atlas pirchusay. We saw the baby still moving. Pirchus, at any time, pirchus shaking.
Thresh.
Okay. Zogdimor, mama, bread, rabashi, midavaz navalato, the mifarches. That's a muscular, what do they call it? It's a muscle rip. It can be when the thing is dead. Zlava lator. If you chop off the tail of a lator, it's going to shake. Even though it's dead, it's nothing. It's a muscle. Some sort of, they have a word for it. Okay, that's one shot in the Mishnah. So tinek noichel manchel means this trick of taking from the mother to give to the brothers. That you need a tinek ben yamecha because an Uber won't work because of a technical problem. The Uber dies first, and you can't go through the kever when you're pulling it from the mother to the father's family. I'm sorry. Mar Brei Rav Yosef says a noob shot. What does it mean? Tinik noichel manchel. Talking about something else. Mishnei Rav Oma. Loima shememoit bechelek pchoyro. You need a tinik to cut into the chelek pchoyro. What do we mean by that? A pchoyro gets pishnayim, two times each of the brothers, right? So let's say a man dies and he leaves a pchoyro and two children, a pchoyro and a non pchoyro. Okay, so the pchoyro gets two thirds. And this kid gets a third. If he leaves over two sons, I mean two sons and the Bechor, then the Bechor gets a half, and each of them get a quarter. He has to get twice what each of them get. So if there's a Bechor and one child left, he gets two thirds and a third. If there is a Bechor and two children, then he gets half, and each get a quarter. So now, how much do you, what allows you to cut into the chelek apchor? Only if the child is born. So the marshal will make a difference like this. If it's a 1 day old baby, so you have a pchor, another son, and the baby. So the pchor, the other son, and a 1 day old baby. What's the split? Half, a quarter, and a quarter. Then that baby dies immediately. So his quarter is split among the two of them. So each one gets an eighth now. In a pchor will wind up with 5/8, and the other kid with 3/8. That's if the kid was born. But if when the father died, this was still an uber, so how do we make the split? 2/3 and a third. Okay, now the baby's born a second later. Okay, now once he's born, he yarshins his father. But he can't cut into the chelek apchor. So the pchor got 2/3 and a third. A third he got, that's his extra. That he puts in his pocket. The other third and that third, meaning his other third, and the third that the other brother has, is now split among the three of them. 2/3 is split among the three of them. So they each are going to get from that 2/9. So he's got a third and 2/9, which is 5/9. He's got 2/9. He's got 2/9. Then that kid dies, and a 2/9 splits two ways, and the Bechor will wind up with... 5/9 plus 2/9, 7/9, whatever it is over there, it's a little bit more than the other way. In other words, to affect the chaluk of the pchor, you have to be born. If you're not born, the pchor gets his thing figured out before you're there, and he keeps it. And when the kid is born, he can't affect it. Why not? My time of the yoldolo, it says the yoldolo. You need to be born already. And he gets Yerusha. Because if a man dies and he leaves over an Uber, as soon as the Uber is born, he gets a share. But he can't affect that chelek apchoyr. The pchoyr is figured out before him. That chelek apchoyr, I mean the half of what the pchoyr got remains in his pocket, and the rest is redivided among the new number when he's born. Besura masnu hochi, that an Uber can't affect, can't lessen the chelek apchoyr. Yeah. Goes back into the chalukah. Saying, he got 2/3, he got a third. And the kid is born, one of those thirds goes into the pchor's pocket. The other third goes back into the pot. And those 2/3 are now split three ways. Each kid gets 2/9 of that. If Surah Masa Pum, this Masa a little a different din. Also, B'Shem Mar Rabbi Yosef. The other way. Mar Breid of Yosef, B'Shem Mar Rabbi Yosef, B'Chor Shenoy, L'Lach HaMisas Oviv, Ein Enot HaPishnayim. And against the din, from Chor getting twice, is only if he's alive when his father dies. Now, this is a shtickle riddle. How do you have a Chor that's born after his father dies? The Chor, it can't be another kid. To have a Chor, there's got to be another kid. To say he doesn't get twice as much if he's born after his father died. If he's born after the father died, Lechur ain't nobody else coming. So either he had two wives, he left them both pregnant, or she had twins, Rach said. She was Muberis with twins. Her husband died. Then she gives birth to Reuven and Shimon. That Reuven splits 50-50 with Shimon, even though it's a Pchor. because you had to be a b'chor to get pishnayim, you got to be there b'chayei ovim. It's like the flip of the din before. The din before was that in order to cut into the b'chor's chelek, you got to be alive when the father dies. Now we're saying the other half, the b'chor altogether, to get twice as much, has to be there when his father dies. My time, oh, yakir be'inin. What does it say on the... Yeah, we learned a lot of things from that word there. Hold on, you got it there? So, how fun can you say it? Yeah, beginning you say it. He said, "I'm saying, Yod lo biyono. Oh yeah, ben abchol atzniyah. We have here alone. Yuch levakir. Kies abchor ben atznuy yakir." I mean, he's got to recognize, he has to have seen him. The fathers have to have seen the baby. If the baby's born after the father dies, the whole business of B'chor goes out the window. We pass in Takvalocha that way, that if the baby is born after the father dies, he's not a B'chor. And the other way around, if there's a B'chor and there's a baby born after the father dies, he doesn't cut into the Chelek HaB'chor. That's all accepted. Okay. The Mishnah, a person... No, it's not machlokes. It's to what he said. They happen to both be true. We take on both of them. Gahargo chayiv. If you kill a one day old baby, you chayiv misa. Ubernat dichsiv ishki yake kol nefesh mikol mokoy. Oh, then the Mishnah wrapped up with an interesting statement. Harehula oviv ulhima. One day old babies to his parents. Kichosin shalem. Amish like a ganze chosin. Meaning, he has a din of a live person. There's no dinim left. We went through the whole din. Every din. What din is left? Meaning, you're telling me basically that a one day old baby who dies has the din of a regular person. We just went through everything. Life Kamina, killing him, Yerusha, we went through everything. Zogdimad is hacking no derais, is left, there's only one din left. If you have to be Misabel, even on a baby that dies, a one day old baby that dies immediately. Now, Frank de Gemara. The whole Mishnah lechur is the lochri of Shimon ben Gamliel, because Rabbi Shimon tells us doma kol sheshor shloishim yoyim bo adam eino nefel. We lechur, we passing like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's probably why the Gemara is so upset. We don't want the Mishnah against Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Gemara Shabbos says we hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that if a baby's born until 30 days is a sofik nefel. We don't know if he's a full. We don't know if he's a live baby or not. Once he lives 30 days. Is a yotzo miklal nefel. Now he knows a lebedikah, which so that means if a baby dies before 30 days, you can't kill someone who kills him. He's a suffic nefel. You don't sit shiva as a suffic nefel. All these dinim shouldn't apply. The Mishnah seems to say that with the birth it becomes a full considered completely alive. Kol shoshah shleishim yem be adam eino nefel. Kol loy shoshah suffic. He was speaking about everything. That the Tosefta happens to be speaking about Avelus. Is the Tosefta speaking about Avelus? I'm not sure right now. To check, I don't know. No, but Rashi, the guy's gone the whole Mishnah. The guy's gone the whole Mishnah here. Everything. He happens to be talking about Avelus too. What is the Tosefta talking about? I don't remember right now. And now, by the way, it's good to know. The Gemara Shabbos explains. This machloikis doesn't mean where a baby's born and 10 minutes later expires. That everybody holds as a nefel. We're talking here where something happened to the baby. 10 days after the baby's born, fell off the roof. Or Ochla Arida Gemara says, in a car accident. If the baby just gives out before 30 days, that's the Chachom are not saying that's a live baby. You see, had no chiyus. We're talking about a regular baby who didn't make it to 30 days for some reason. In a car accident. Chachomim say, we have no reason to believe he's an Abel. I mean, he was a regular baby. He was born. Everything's good. Epshim Gamliel requires 30 days. Not an easy thing to know why. Lechud, there's a roiv there. But okay, that's Tosis' problem. But anyway, Lalocha, what happened here? Holosho sofik havi. Hochmai askin and dekim leshekol alochadoshov. Meaning, this whole machloikis is maybe it's a nafel. Meaning, maybe it wasn't a full-term baby. But if we know for sure that it's 9 full months since conception, then we have the machloik, nothing to talk about over here. A nefel means not a completely developed baby. I mean, a baby that's full term and dies, that's something else. That's a baby, that's not the nefel. So by kol lo chadosh, how we know kol lo chadosh, I can't say, gomer simonov, the nails are complete, the hair, there's certain ways they knew, kol, or if you happen to know, it's 271 days, like you know from conception. You know, before the, he was here one night, then he went out of town, where we know exactly what happened. It's not an easy thing to know, but usually they go with simonim on that. Okay, fine. Bashal Shon v'imecha miskadeshes b'biya. This we learned already. Basically, that 3 years old v'et biya is halacha mishmesinai we had back there. Meila miskadeshes b'biya, because the biya is called a biya. V'imbo leo yovam kono. And why? Because Yibum, all you need is beer. You don't need das. So even though he can't make a kin, he can't make a kaddish in his child. But if he's ben test, that's beer. And bolo, I'm sorry, not him, she, that's the next mission. She's 3 years old. What do you need? Beer, Yivoma, Yivol, or. So if she's 3 years old, it's called a beer, and that's it. It's kin. Fine. V'chayovin alem ishumeshes ish. If he, the way Rashi learns, the father was Makabal Kedushin from when she was 1 year old. Okay, now somebody's bolo. Before she's three, you're not chayef ishesh, because it's not beer. Once she hits three, that should not be it. Someone who's boil her after three is a boil neither. Now, someone who's boil, if he's on right, they all point out, someone who's boil her before three is also tomei, because she's a neither from day one. So he's tomei because he touched the neither, but that's only a tumas erev. To get the din boil neither, tumas zayin, has to be a beer. So she has to be 3 years old. Nisus lekayin. What? Oh. Yeah. Nisus lekayin. Toichel betrum. Now this is not a simple thing either. If she's nitzel kain, she's toichel betrum. What does that do with beer? They need chupuch, man. Chup in arusa, man, a toira eats. Midrabanan, an arusa doesn't eat till she goes into chupa. So here you're telling me she has to be 3 years old to have chupa. That's a strange thing, because a chupa l'chu you could have no matter when. But so Rashi learns in Sanhedrin because you need chupa haruya l'beer. That's bechlal not a portion of the thing at all. Tosis says simple. Tosis says, if you remember, the reason that an arusa midrabona can't eat truma is either because of simpoin, he'll find a mumina when he marries her and he'll send her home, or she still eats by her father's house before they chupa. So Tosis says, if she's less than three, she's not a bas bia, then those reasons apply even after chupa. Because he won't be baidike for mumin, because she's not a bas bia. And also, she's so little, he'll send her home quite often. So, but kids, the reason that chupa takes off the isa d'abon of eating truma just doesn't apply to someone less than three. Okay, bolech min apsulim, posel min akuna. That's the din, correct? A kohenes who's nivalot to a posel, to a mamzer, that she can no longer marry a kohen, posel akuna. Right, it's only she's 3 years old, because less than that's not called a beer. Bolech min akar mikol arayis amur is betoyre, mumsen oleh over hiptur. Any of their eyes, her father, chomi, any of their eyes in the Torah, bole, once she's three, they are chayiv misa, because he said less than three is not a beer. More than three is a beer. They are chayiv misa. She, of course, is potter. She's 3 years old. We don't punish ktan. But they are chayiv misa. Pachas mikain, kenoisin etzbo bo'ayin. Tais all over the place. Tais all over the place. Yeah, Tais says Rashi Pshat ki and be l'chayre. Because Rashi learns it means Eishizlachur, that's included in the Sefer the Mishnah. So Tosis says, either it's a continuation of the previous piece, it means, or it's a Chiddush, Tosis has a Chiddush, with Behemoth, against a Chesmah. No, I'm trying to know. Tosis all the other places. He gave us a break. There was no room on the page. A big Tosis in Sanhedrin and in Kiddushin. Good. Tan Rabbanan. Bas gimel shonim is kadeshes bebiya divrei Reb Meir. V'chachomim omrim bas gimel shonim v'yom echad. Now, when we say, usually, Allah, we say bas gimel shonim v'yom echad, what does that mean? People make a toast. It doesn't mean one more day. It means, let's say she was born on Rosh Hashanah. So you have to go through the whole year. The first day of Tishrei next year, she's already a bas biya. That's what it means yom echad. You have to start the next day. You have to have the complete year. Okay. So now, what's the machloikis here? Meir said bas gimel shonim, and we said bas gimel shonim yom echad. What do we mean? What's machloikis here? Well, the same thing. My benayu amrei de bei Reb Yanai erev Rosh Hashanah ike benayu. And as according to Reb Meir, the last day of the third year she becomes on erev Rosh Hashanah will be a beer. According to us, that's how we always hold. You need seisakov, meaning ben hashros, seisakov of Rosh Hashanah. You need the first day of the fourth year, and according to him, it's the last day of the third year. That's how Reb Yanai learns. Reb Yochanan Omar, lamid yoyim b'shonach shuvim shona ike benayu. A whole different story. As we have the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has, and an erchin. that there are shittas that hold shloshim yom b'shona kosher. There are shittas that hold yom echad b'shona. He learns that when Reb Meir said bas gimel, he didn't mean anything near what we mean. He meant 2 years and a month. Because once you get a month into the 38th year, it's a big machloik, it's there. According to Reb Yonah, the machloik between Reb Meir and us is 1 day. According to Reb Yochanan, it's an 11-month machloik. He said Gimel Shonim, he meant Alomdish Gimel Shonim, 2 years and a month. We said, no, Yom Echamin, make sure you get to the, that's our way of saying, make sure you get to the full year. Meisvei, Bas Gimel Shonim, Afilu Bashtei Shonim, V'yoyim Echod, Miskadesh is B'der. Okay, so here we know clearly what the Meir said. He said 2 years and a day. So Bishlam Ola Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan, I can work it out, because Reb Yochanan said that what Reb Meir meant was not a full year. He meant the lomdish year, 2 years and a month. So doshte 2 years and a day. Ki heichad iketane dekomi yoymechad b'shona choshev shona. Hochanam iketane domolam yam shona choshev shona. Meaning it's, we can work it out. Reb Meir meant not a full 3rd year. Here it's a month. Here it's a day. That happens to be machloek istanoim in that gufa. And they point out, "B'machloek istanoim alibe the Reb Meir himself." But the Reb Yanai kasha, because according to Reb Yanai, Reb Meir requires a full 3rd year. He just holds you don't need the last day of the year. But he's not going with this fancy year of a fictional, you know, legal fiction type year. It's kasha. It must take a shver. From this, you see Reb Yanai is wrong. Reb Meir takes a hold from a reduced year.